What comes to mind for most people when the topic of flexibility is brought up is a dancer doing the splits or a yogi twisting up like a pretzel. Although these are examples of someone demonstrating great flexibility and range of motion, they are very limited views. I would like to move away from discussing flexibility and instead refer to dynamic range of motion and static range of motion. Dynamic range of motion is a joint's range of motion in movement. How fast you can swing your arms and how large a circle you can make is determined by your dynamic range of motion. The degree that you are able to twist your torso and shoulders in a golf swing is related to your dynamic range of motion. Static range of motion is what most people think of when they think of flexibility and stretching exercises. Static range of motion is the degree to which a joint can move and hold a position in a still or static state. The reach and sit test that many of us had to do in junior high or high school is a test for static range of motion in the lower back and hamstrings. The reason that it is important to distinguish between static and dynamic range of motion is because the mechanisms your body uses to protect itself during static movements are different than those used during dynamic movements. By understanding that there are differences, you can work in a focused and efficient manner to get the most from your efforts to increase your range of motion. Beyond these protective mechanisms, there are many reasons why both dynamic and static range of motion may be limited, including chronic and acute muscle shortening caused by limited usage, limiting joint structure, muscle strength imbalances, body mass restrictions, and neurological dysfunction. If you are severely lacking range of motion, your first step should be to seek out a qualified professional, such as a physical therapist, athletic trainer, and specially qualified personal trainers, who can do a range of motion assessment to determine what is causing your shortcomings.